Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is September the 17th, 2020. I am back and better than ever, and I'm super excited to come back to be sharing this opportunity and this show with you today. And, guys, we're going to have a great show today. I'm super excited for what I'm about to announce and share with you, as I have been, of course, working tirelessly in the business and helping entrepreneurs across the country, also around the world, to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, we already have a great show. We're going to talk about a good topic that I guess everybody is now wondering what's going on during this pandemic time here in 2020. Well, you know, the topic is going to be about the new economy and are you a part of it? And I wanted to share this particular topic because in demand, there's been a lot of times that we have been asking ourselves, what is it can we do now to generate some additional income or some streaming income so we can continue to do the things we normally do? But you only have to take a look at one basically thing that's been going on during this year, 2020, at the latest gig economy statistic, ladies and gentlemen, to see that the times are now only not only a changing time, but they're already changed, believe it or not. Gone are the days of working from 9 to 5 in a cradle-to-grave type of job. Nowadays, it's becoming more and more common to piece together an income from several different sources and work when you want to, not when your boss tells you to. And so as we look at the proliferation of freelancing and the gig work, especially through major gig economy employers such as Uber, Lyft, you got Turbo, you got Fiverr, you got DoorDash, Grubhub, Instacart. So you got all these different tech companies, basically, which shows this, we're witnessing a massive shift from traditional work and full-time employment to freelancing, working part-time, and independent contracting. This is often referred to as the gig economy. And so, basically, ladies and gentlemen, how do we define the gig economy? Well, broadly speaking, if you think about it, the gig economy is a free market system in which companies look to work with independent contractors or freelancers as opposed to hiring full-time workers. The gig part of that name refers to a dominant model of work in this economy, where workers are employed and paid per job or project versus hourly and, you know, clocking hours for dollars. So no more brick to mortar. Everything now is going click to order. And if you think about it right now, ladies and gentlemen, in this economy, workers have temporary or part-time positions right now, allowing them to frequently change employers or work for several different businesses at the same time. The rise of this economy is closely connected to advances in technology and the trend of working remotely as so-called digital nomads. This provides even more flexibility for both freelancers and clients. So basically, if you think about it, and I've been studying this now for the past 2 years, in reference to the gig economy and looking at the tech companies and seeing what's been going on as it continues to expand and grow. If you're not a part of it, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you really need to stay focused and get a part of it. So basically, with the statistics of the gig economy, to paint a better picture of what will work looks like now here as we close out this year, 2020, and as we move into 2021. So the gig economy statistics, better yet, the editor's choice, about 30% of U.S. workers are now involved in the gig economy. Now, that's just 36%, and it's going to continue to grow. U.S. freelancers contributed to $1.28 trillion to the American economy in 2018. 90% of freelancers think the industry has an ever bigger future ahead of it. If the gig economy keeps growing at its current rate, ladies and gentlemen, more than 50% of the U.S. workforce will participate in it by 2027. In 2018, U.S. independent workers spent 1 billion hours per week freelancing. 42% of young people freelance. So the size of the gig economy, ladies and gentlemen, about 36% of U.S. workers are now involved in the gig economy. You're probably asking yourself, how big is the gig economy in the U.S.? Well, it's hard to know for sure right now, but especially when people do freelance work in addition to their main job. The variance is in how we define gig work doesn't help to see exactly how it's constantly growing. So if you look at the statistics provided by the Bureau of Labor, shows that where 55 million U.S. gig workers in 2017, the most recent and reliable data is from the Gallup poll on the gig economy presented in the company's Gig Economy and Alternative. But basically, if you think about it, if you want to get a chance to look at what's been happening today, look at what everybody's doing and looking at what's on Indeed.com. If you apply for a job, if you even go into any of them, Monster.com or any of those sites right there where you want to go and apply for work, notice everything is online. Everything is easier for you to get an access to a database of companies or employers that's hiring today. Remember back then, we used to have to go door-to-door and call and ring the phone and all that kind of stuff, but that's outdated. That's no longer being done. So if you look at 40% of the U.S.-based workers generate a large part of their income via the gig economy. That's 40%. So data from the latest Gig Economy Index shows that around 40% of U.S. workers generate 40% of their income by working independently. This shows how much people depend on the gig economy financially, with a lot of people forced to do gig work in addition to their regular jobs to make ends meet. Many extra income, basically, if you want to earn extra income by driving, if you want to do that in the travel space, what we call the rideshare, or now drive share industry, that right there alone gives you an opportunity to see how widespread that is. So the yearly increase in the number of freelance workers keep getting higher. So if you look at Winoa report, that the gig economy's growth rate is speeding up by the year. The total number of freelancers in the United States increased by 4.2% in 2017 compared to 1.3% in 2015. So in 2018, U.S. independent workers spent 1 billion hours per week freelancing. That's 1 billion hours. So guess what? If you think about the number of hours that you would normally work at a 9-to-5 job from start to finish, basically, and going back and forth and commuting, now to work, people now commuting to do work versus commuting to get to work. And so if you look at the changes right now and the shift of things, what would be much better, commuting to do work or commuting to get to work, where you are stuck in a position or in a job that's only paying you so much per hour, where then on the other hand, on the freelance side or the gig side, you can basically earn what you want. And there is no cap on how much you can really earn, as opposed to your hourly pay that you get paid on and not being appreciated by the employer most of the times because of the fact that you have to do all of these extra things. And so they're giving one person to do a four-man people job when now, because they're trying to cut back as well their hours and time and money today because of the pandemic, that you have to struggle to get to and from, and then all this traveling and commuting, gas prices and all the different things that you have to do and expense, that doesn't add up. So if you think about it today, ladies and gentlemen, Upwork statistics show that the number of independent workforce is growing 3 times faster than the total U.S. working population, which surely indicates a bright future for the gig economy. So U.S. freelance contributed $1.28 trillion to the American economy in 2018 alone. So the MBO state of independence of study points out that the full-time independent workers in the United States added $1.28 trillion to the economy last year. That's nearly as much as the total GDP of Spain. And when I look at that, and I say, wait a minute, that's a lot. So if you look at it, in 2013 alone, microbusinesses owned by freelancers generated $2.4 trillion. Freelance workforce statistics published by the Associated for Enterprise Opportunity demonstrate just how much freelance-owned businesses contribute to the United States economy. In 2013, microbusinesses owned by freelancers generated $2.4 trillion, which made up 17% of the USA's of the United States GDP at the same time. So if the gig economy keeps growing at its current rate, more than 50% of the United States workforce will participate in it by 2027. And according to the gig economy facts provided by Wonolo, basically, if you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, more than half of the country's workforce will be doing some sort of freelance work 8 years from now if current trends persist. So job security and statistics in the gig economy. Well, more than 50% of full-time independent workers feel more financially secure than those in traditional employment. Why is that? Because you don't have to worry about the politics, you ain't got to worry about the prejudices, you ain't got to worry about the bosses that want to have these egotistical egos. Basically, you're working for yourself. And again, there's more opportunities now than there are jobs. And I shared this before. As we talk about it, all entrepreneurs here that's on the side of my voice here at GTE Professional Network Radio, we just want to basically give you some insights so you can see exactly what's happening today. So the gig economy statistics from 2019 provided by MBO's State of Independence report show that more than half of full-time independent workers feel more financially secure than they would in traditional jobs, although financial security is one of the most important factors in decisions like these. Job security and medical coverage can be a big concern for freelancers. So if you look at it, 51% of freelancers would not go back to traditional work for any amount of money. What does that tell you? What is that saying today? An Upwork basically study entitled Freelancing in America found that more than half of freelance workers would not go back to traditional employment no matter how much money was offered to them. Again, you don't have to deal with a lot of the politics, the prejudices, the demeaning, the bullying that goes on in the workforce, and you don't have to worry about gender specifics or what color you have to be. So if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, we're creating our own economy, basically on the gig economy, as entrepreneurs or freelancers or basically contract workers. And if you think about it, you can go anywhere if you want to travel and you want to be a traveling worker. You can do that because they can take you anywhere you want to go. 26% of millennials think that the gig economy offers more security than traditional work. That's 26% of the millennials. If you think about it, T. Rowe Price Group's survey results show that 26% of U.S. millennials believe the freelance job in the United States are more financially secure than regular full-time employment. This number is lower among members of Generation X, 18%, and baby boomers, 15%. So if you think about the millennials right now, 26% of them believe freelancing is better than working a traditional job. Well, the numbers, of course, with Generation X, it's my generation, 18%, and baby boomers, 15%. So if you think about it, 84% of freelancers are living their preferred lifestyle compared to just 54% of those working in traditional jobs. 84% versus 54%. It seems most workers now prioritize lifestyle over earnings. Striking the right balance appears to be much easier for freelancers than it is for those working a full-time job. And if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, 78% of gig workers say they're happier than those working traditional jobs, while 68% say they're healthier working the gig work. So what does that tell me? It tells me that times of change, you're not as stressed out, or you're not as pressured by your employer. You got to get these numbers, you got to do this, you got to do that. This has to be done this way, this has to be done that way. You don't have that over your head. So if you think about it, McKinsey Gig Economy research also clearly demonstrates that the freelancers seem to be happier and feel healthier than their full-time counterparts. As far as income security and benefit goes, freelancers are as happy as traditional workers are today. One of the six traditional job workers basically would like to become an independent earner. Basically, one in six traditional job workers would like to become an independent earner. I have to say that again. That's one in six. And it, well, if you think about it, in this independent work study, McKinsey also found that one in six traditional job workers would like to switch to the independent workforce. Based on this data, we can expect that freelance work will continue to grow in popularity. Why? Because, again, if you can say that I can work a regular job, I'm stressed, I'm getting back and forth to work, I got to do this, I got to do that, only get a 30-minute lunch or an hour lunch, depending on the company. I have to be back here, got to deal with the public, deal with the bosses. I'm not satisfied that way. And that's a rat race. And if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, why would you want to be in a rat race? You don't, right? So let's look at it even further. And as we get to this point clearly, those who work in the freelance economy by choice are the most satisfied groups within the workforce. Now, that's just noted as we start in this year 2020. And as we close out this year 2020, ladies and gentlemen, remember, we only got 3 months left. What do we want to do for the next 90 days? McKinsey survey examined satisfaction levels among different workforce groups. The main parameters were whether they were traditional or independent workers or whether this was by choice or necessity. Of all demographics covered in this survey, independent workers who switched to the gig economy by choice were the most satisfied with their working arrangements. Because you can set your own schedules, you can work when you want to, and you can make as much money as you want to based on how much you do. And it's based on jobs performed or projects completed, whatever that is. 64% of independent workers intend to stay independent. There you go. So these employers right now, if you listen to the sound of my voice and you're an employer here at GTE Professional Network Radio, we're giving you the facts. Statistics, numbers don't lie. People do, but numbers don't. But this is why it's important to have a balance today, more so now than ever, especially during this pandemic. And especially as we close out this year, 2020. Freelance statistics show that the majority of independent workers aim to stay independent. About 12% plan build a bigger business, while only 11% wants to go back to traditional work. Only 11%. That's a small number. But those people that's doing that may not have a choice or feel that that's the more comfortable because that's something that they're accustomed to. And to try something new, everybody's not new to trying something new or doing something different or out of their comfort zone. 61% of independent workers freelance by choice. If you look at the statistics by Upwork, also reported that the number of gig economy workers who freelance by choice increased every year. In 2018, this figure comprised 61% of all United States independent workers, compared to 53% in 2014. Younger people and those who freelance full-time lead the charge, as they make up the majority of freelancers. I do web design and marketing. I also have this radio show, GT Professional Network Radio. And I'm also partnering in with iBoomerang, in which we also have a rideshare company that we just launched here in Houston, Texas, as of April 1st this year, 2020, to be a part of the drive-share industry. And we have the Power of the Crib as a technology company, basically, which is a perpetual residual income builder, which helps us basically deal with all the customers that we get to become a part of the Crib. And we just got new products that we just launched today, or this actually the last couple of weeks. We just launched a new product during our Vision 2020 virtual event that we had. We have now the new product called Zense. And what Zense does, ladies and gentlemen, basically it's aromatherapy. It's basically the first wearable technology, no-touch technology, that we have. You can pre-order with this right now if you want to. And basically, you can get a chance to energize your life with aromatherapy. We have Relax, Energize, and we have Purify. Those are the three scents that we have with this first wearable no-touch technology that basically gives you your release of aromatherapy that can help you out throughout the day. And it lasts up to 12 hours. It's only $35 a box. But every part of the proceeds, ladies and gentlemen, we're feeding a child. So we're giving back. Again, freelance, being independent, having products and services in the marketplace, and basically being your own boss where you set your own time and schedule and you don't have to worry about that anymore. And that's just living. The average freelance hourly rate ranges from $11 to $28 an hour across the globe. So if you think about it, the average freelance hourly rate ranges from $11 to $28 across the globe. So if you look at it, Pioneer 2018 income survey indicates the hourly rates for freelancers fall between $11 and $28 depending on the industry, with the average income for freelancers being $19 an hour. In all cases, though, ladies and gentlemen, this average is significantly higher than the national average in respondents, basically home countries. These freelance rates go some way to explain why people begin to freelance or switch completely to the gig economy. Just look at it even more. 81% of full-time freelancers work as independent in order to be their own boss. Now, I can laugh at that one because that's the bottom line, is to be your own boss. Why take dictatorships from people who don't have your best interests and only to serve their bottom line and not yours? Whereas you're struggling to make ends meet just to maintain hourly pay that's lower than the national average, and here freelancers begin being starting off $19 an hour and up to $28 an hour. And some more than that, depending on the industry. So you have no reason, ladies and gentlemen, not to be a part of the gig economy. So the question is, are you seriously wanting to be a part of it? Do you want to participate where you can collapse time frames? And not only that, not only working from home, if that's the case they want to do, or if you just want to drive and use your vehicle as your main source of income, of one of your sources of income, you can do that. But listen to this. 81% of full-time freelance workers as independent in order to be their own boss. We said that, right? But this statistic report identifies some of the main reasons for freelancing, including the ability to work remotely, schedule flexibility, extra money, and independence. But the most common answer among freelancers was that they wanted to be their own boss. This was the case for 81%, ladies and gentlemen, of full-time freelancers who participate in the gig economy, as well as 61% of those engaged in part-time freelancing work, stating this as the most popular reason for working independently. And we can stop right here. But if you think about it, more than 70% of freelancers find jobs through online markets and gig economy websites. Everything is internet-based. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner myself of Global Touch Enterprise, which we do web design and marketing, again, and with this radio show, GTE Professional Network Radio, we've been doing this show, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 8 years. I've been doing web design and marketing now for the past 12 years. And because of the fact that I get a chance to help more people to become an entrepreneur, converting them from the 9-to-5 brick and mortar to becoming an independent business owner, basically a contractor, freelancer, where they can set their own schedules, still make the money they want to make today, and be happy, healthier, without the stress, without the drama. You can save that for when if you're acting on a play or a movie. But the internet has played a huge role, ladies and gentlemen, in freelancing and the growth of the gig industry. Pioneer's freelance income report shows that more than 70% of all freelancers find projects through the gig websites. Some of the biggest websites that provide gig work are Upwork, which has over 15 million users, and as well as Fiverr, and we have this called TopTool. These are the three companies right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's employing basically people in the gig economy. More than 3 in 4 freelancers say technology makes it easier to find work. 53% of young adults in the United States use a smartphone to search for a job. 54% of freelancers use Facebook for self-promotion. So if you think about this on a global gig economy stacks, 20 to 30% of workforce in the United States and Europe, 15 countries, is involved in the gig economy. That's a total of 162 million workers working, aged people across the United States and the EU, 15 countries engaged in some sort of non-traditional work. The gig economy in the UK doubled in size between 2016 and 2019. It now comprises 4.7 million workers. This is on a global scale. So what should you do? Are you going to be a part of it? Do you want to be a part of it? Well, you can always get in contact with us. Go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And as well as you can email me at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. And basically, I can assist you on any questions that you may have in reference to this topic. But I'm really glad that I got a chance to share this information with you guys. And this is a great opportunity that I can share with you that we want to continue on this series here at GTE Professional Network Radio, so that way we can keep you guys apprised and informed on what's the best move to make to date. And so as we continue, I'm super excited again. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we have our new product, Zense, which is the first wearable non-touch technology that you want to be a part of. You can give us a contact call, basically, to get more information on it. It's, again, $35 a box, and we're helping to feed a child for every box we move. My number is 281-594-7114. And basically, you can pre-order this product, which will be released and be ready until the end of October, as we are now new, as we're now entering the marketplace with a new product. Again, aromatherapy, basically a wearable, no-touch technology that's basically going to help you basically choose the mood that you want to be in, whether you want to be in a relaxed mood, energized mood, or a purified mood. But again, we have that technology. We have the basically this product. You can get in touch with us, and we're super excited for each and every one of you for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Again, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Love the privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, keep building the faith and keep building the dreams.